Happy New Year, cool listener. Does your life feel different on the third day of 2023 already? I wanted to tune in with you here today from Florida, where I spent my holidays with my family, and to thank you for being here with me in 2022. I've got a bit of flu, and believably in this amazing weather of 28, 30 degrees, but I want to wish you a year you wish for yourself. And one message that I have received in the last days of past year from a friend of mine was so beautiful that I would like to share it with you today. Thank you, Anna, by the way, for that. Invite gratitude into your day-to-day life. I think it's so beautiful, this message, because gratitude makes us see the little things and appreciate the little moments. And you know, for the past few months, every evening, I started to do the gratitude with my daughter when we go to bed, when we are in bed already. And when we started, it was always just me saying out loud all the things I was grateful for. And one night she started to join me and say in her sweetest voice, I am grateful for mommy and daddy. And needless to say, my eyes were filled up with tears of joy all the time I've heard that. And now it became our habit. And oftentimes she even asks me to do the gratitude when she's tired and wants to nap. And always at night with excitement to do it as a family. So that's a good one. If you have kids and you want to try it, then let me know later how did it go. And another thing I'd like to share with you is one thing that has changed my 2022. And it was observe your narrative to yourself and change it if needed. You see, I was repeating on a loop in my head that I don't know what I want, what I like to do. I don't even know anymore who I am. And all these looping thoughts were repeating in my head in the January past year. And once I realized what a boring mantra it was, I started to change it in my mind. And it started to sound this way. I might not know it yet, but I will surely figure it out. And it truly changed everything, you guys. I started the podcast, as you can see. I went into all courses I found in self-development. And in the second half of the year, I found something that I am truly passionate about, and I am learning an amazing new skill now. And this year, I'm becoming Marissa Spear Certified Therapist in Rapid Transformation Therapy. And why I'm sharing this with you, when I was working as a training and facilitator at IBM for many years, I loved it, but I always had a feeling that I'm working with people from somewhere in the middle of their story. I didn't always feel that I made an impact in their lives. Because, of course, with the job we do, we want to do an impact. And for me, it was extremely important if I could change someone's life for better with my knowledge and with my work. And when I was practicing coaching, it felt very similarly. I felt I'm still missing something. Just talking around the client's issue, it felt so lengthy. And it felt oftentimes that how can we tackle this root cause and change the client's life? And in RTT, I find all the answers I was looking for myself. It's reasonably fast, it works, and it changes people's lives. And I love it. I love it. It's really something that called my attention, and I want to practice it a lot. So I think I'm going to do an episode talking about RTT. And for the past month, I was doubting a little if I should continue with this podcast, because as I mentioned before, I started to study and it takes a lot of my time and energy, and I need to seriously reprioritize what I want to do and how I want to do it, or I want to ask for someone's help with the podcast. So I'm not really sure what is going to happen this year, but for sure you'll get to know about it. So thank you once again for being here, for listening. I appreciate every single one of you. And it really feels unbelievable that I could have been a part of your walks, drives in the car, and just chilling somewhere with earphones and listening to our conversations that I brought to you. That's pretty awesome, I would say. So stay tuned, guys. I love you and I see you next episode.